From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Clandestine meetings, secret calls on disposable cell phones, cash kickbacks. Sounds like the plot from the HBO show The Wire, paging Avon Barksdale. Actually, though, it's the tale of alleged real-life insider trading on Wall Street. Investigators are calling this one of the biggest insider trading rings since the 1980s. And yesterday, prosecutors charged more than a dozen people with a plot that netted $15 million, they say, in illegal profits. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace desk in Washington. Hi, John.
Hello, Luke.
So how did this alleged insider trading scheme actually work?
Well, it all started with a personal loan of $25,000 between friends that had come due. But instead of repaying the loan in cash, Mitchell Gutenberg, who was a researcher in the Wall Street office of UBS Bank, offered to feed advance notice of market-moving stock ratings to the person that he owed the money to. That person was Eric Franklin, who was a hedge fund manager at Bear Stearns. So Franklin could make trades in his hedge fund to take financial advantage of the advance information he was getting. Ultimately, the network of insiders expanded. There was a lawyer at Morgan Stanley who was feeding the hedge fund manager information about takeovers. In the end, investigators fingered 14 people who were in on the deal, involving four Wall Street firms, three hedge funds, and, as you said, $15 million in illegal gains.
Of course, John, it's important we point out that this is just alleged at this point. But if it did happen, it seems like it would be kind of easy. It was kind of easy for these people to sort of get together and use this insider information. I mean, is this sort of thing something that goes on a lot?
It's hard to know the extent. This, as you said, this first crackdown since the late 1980s of this size, anyway. Many say the growth of unregulated hedge funds makes it easier to take advantage of advance word of stock trades or takeover bids. Duke University professor James Cox thinks the publicity about this week's arrests will shake up traders at other hedge funds.
Every one of these funds will probably have a disgruntled employee or somebody whose conscience starts bothering them after a while or fears that ultimately they'll be caught. And so if they come in early, they'll get a lighter sentence. I believe we'll see several more stories like this. It'll be a cascading effect.
Boy, John, you know, the firms involved here, Morgan Stanley, Bear Stearns, UBS, these are some top Wall Street investment banks.
Yeah, they are. The companies themselves deny any wrongdoing, and they say they're cooperating with investigators to root out the illegal buying and selling that was going on in their shop. But the very high-profile employers of these insiders shows how high up and pervasive insider trading has become. As to whether there's more prosecutions or investigations to come, the Securities and Exchange Commission isn't commenting.
Thanks, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.